while we appreciate that costs are increasing for drivers, you know, there's insurance, there's fuel costs, and so, you know, some consideration of fares and some increase of fares is appropriate. We're also just wondering, is this doing enough to actually tackle the root problem and forgetting, which is that we just don't have enough taxi drivers and taxi vehicles available when people need them. So if you think about the counties in your area, Leitrim, for example, has over 18% less drivers available than it did in 2019 before COVID. Donegal is also over 18% less drivers, and Sligo is about 10% less. So you're still facing a situation where you haven't even rebounded back to the type of supply that you had pre-COVID. And in that time, there's also been population increases. You know, the economy has opened back up and people need to get from A to B. So what we really want to see is the MTA and the government to consider other ways instead of just kind of a blunt instrument of increasing fares, but look at other ways to really try and grow this industry and make sure we have enough taxis that can connect people in to local amenities, nighttime economy, get them from A to B. You know, we want to have a thriving public transport option for people.
Aisling, we would have a very rural-based listenership. You mentioned the three counties there, Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal, and often it's quite difficult to get from A to B.
Already, you know, it is an expensive mode of transport for an awful lot of people for, as you say, doing those kind of very straightforward kind of day-to-day tasks that they are reliant on taxis. And what we want to see is both a reasonably priced service that's considerate of both the users, the passengers, but also the drivers who have to, you know, make a living doing this, but also that it brings reliability. So, you know, if people are willing to spend the money and they need to spend that money for that journey, but that they can rely on it to get them to that medical appointment, to get them to that family occasion, or to get them, you know, to the shopping centre and home again. So it needs to be both reliable and affordable. And I suppose that's something that we really all need to be focusing on, how we can ensure.